like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's see what's up with Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
As if Americans didn't have enough f-ing reasons not to fly, now there are 1 million more. 1 million. That's how many pieces of f-ing luggage were f-ing lost, damaged, or stolen from f-ing airlines from May to July of this year. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics says this was one of the worst f-ing summers for mishandled baggage in 20 f-ing years. Why? There are almost as many excuses as there are lost bags. Everything from fewer employees to more bags being checked to smaller planes. The airlines blame it on the weather and an aging air traffic control system. Obviously, the system needs to be fixed and soon. In 7 weeks, we'll hit the busiest travel time of the year, Thanksgiving. It would be nice to be able to count our blessings without having to worry about counting our bags. That's a page from my notebook. Yeah. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
That bitch!
Wow.
Katie.
Don't just look at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you doing today?
All right, we're doing great. What's up?
Good. I just wanted to say you guys gave me kind of the high and the low with that last caller. I was coming in from Baltimore going back towards the D.C. area, and I was listening to the end of the Ed Norris show. And his was about a woman who her daughter had been killed in a tragic car accident with a drunk driver. And I was, like, in the car on the way back going, man, this is the worst thing I've ever heard. And then you guys have a drunk driver call you.
Well, that's the way life works.
I mean, what are you going to do? We do a live show. The guy called back during the break.
Did he really?
Yeah, I didn't see if anyone took the call. Oh. I noticed his name and number coming up.
During his 22nd call?
During the break. I think his 22nd, his 23rd, and his 24th call.
Right.
So, either way, don't worry. When guys like that screw around with something like that, mm-hmm. either he was on the level about where he works and he'll get nailed.
Somebody will rat him out.
Or if he really is driving around like that, well, it could be a cop that's going to find him today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and love you guys, and keep it up.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, Don and Mike.
See you later. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yo.
Yo.
Is this 40?
This is Grady, baby. What's
up? Oh, it's Grady.
Hey, Grady Smoke.
How are you, Grady?
Man, I'm good, man. I can't stand catch that drink and don't know how to act, man. What's up with that dude?
That's right, Grady. Right. You need someone like Grady who's got it under control.
Yeah, in the privacy of his own home, right, Grady?
That's exactly right. Watching Judge Alex listening to my favorite white guys on the radio.
How's your brother doing?
He's doing good. Everybody's good, man. I'm getting married on Thursday.
Really?
Oh, my God, Grady. Why? Now, is this the same chick that you were with when you came to my house to watch that Super Bowl game?
No, but it's the same chick that I was expecting a baby from last time I was on the show.
Oh, okay, good.
So now you are going to be a married man. This is not your first time, is it, Grady?
Yeah, first time getting married.
First time getting married.
Yeah, man. So I was thinking I had to call you guys to check you out, man. I wanted to tell you, man, what's up with my Cowboys, man? I told y'all, man, we're going to win that Super Bowl soon.
You know what? It looks like if it was right now, if the season ended today, it would be Green Bay and it would be Dallas.
And I think that's how it's going to be. Us and y'all, baby. So we got to hook up for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Right, Grady, are you enjoying any beverages today?
I got a little bit of Hennessy going on, but I'm just...
That's nice.
Just a half a pint. I'm just taking it easy, kicking back, enjoying my last couple of days as a single guy.
Very good, Grady.
Sipping a yak.
Are you going to be able to live this life of leisure when you become a married man?
Oh, most definitely. Everything's good. Under control, man.
Oh, and is your brother behaving himself?
He's doing good. He's been good. Everybody's good. Everybody's the same, man. Only difference is I cut my hair off.
Oh, why? Really?
Wow.
Yeah, cut it off. So I want to get out there and see you guys soon, hopefully, man.
Yeah, come by and see us anytime you feel like it.
Do it.
Will do. Tell my boy Buzz I say what's popping, man.
Hey, Grady. Look forward to seeing you soon, man.
All right, man. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, fellas.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, to my good buddy Buzz.
My good buddy. And I like it when Buzz says, man.
Yeah. Are you high?
There's really no reason for him to come by. He can call anytime.
No, he should come by.
Grady, just call.
I want to.
And best wishes to you and Mrs. Smoke.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah. Turn down your radio, please.
What's up?
It's a big knob. Turn it to the left, please.
Are you Grady?
Great.
Still confused.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, now you've gotten through. What can we do for you?
Hey, we're I'm with the guys I'm working with right now. We're working for the guy that owns Under Armour.
Really?
Yes.
So do you know anything about this guy, Phil?
No, we do not. But I can maybe we can rat him out for you.
Is there a guy named Phil? Because that's such an uncommon name that works at Under Armour. Maybe we could snake him out that way.
Yeah, are there any Phils at all at Under Armour?
What's that?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
They're all drunk.
How's that CEO of Under Armour doing that you're hanging out with?
Well, we're building a new house. So I guess he's doing pretty good.
Oh, okay. So you're in construction.
Yeah.
And you're at the CEO of Under Armour's house.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, they're getting all kinds of great publicity on the show today. What kind of house is this dude building?
Oh, it's a monster house up 83.
Yeah, really? Does it have the appliances and stuff in it yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Are you working hard?
I would say so.
What area of the construction are you involved in?
We're just building the decks, but...
Ah, the deck builders.
What you want to do is call me back around the time you're putting in the granite and maybe one of those fancy Sub-Zero refrigerators and just accidentally leave the front door open one night.
Oh, you got it.
You got it.
Yeah. Thank you. Be a lot of fun. I'm sure we're going to get right to the bottom of this Phil guy with you building the guy's deck.
Sure. Well, his wife showed up the other day. She was pretty hot.
That's always nice, too.
Let's talk about Mrs. Under Armour a little bit. How's she doing? Is she hot as balls?
Oh, 10.
She's a 10? And how far along are you on the deck?
A week.
Oh, what do you mean a week? Well, I mean, how close is it to being completed?
Oh, 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, of course it's two weeks.
Take your time.
Does the guy give you any free Under Armour stuff?
I don't think so. I hope so. That'd be pretty cool, though.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Anybody else working on the house right now, or just the deck crew?
Yeah, it's everybody. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy around there.
Totally ridiculous.
Well, are you guys going to make any kind of permanent mark that will show you were there once they lay cement or put up the walls? Are you going to do anything to show that you were there?
Mark your territory?
Of course.
Yes, tell us about it.
No, I'm going to try to do something.
You're going to try to do something. Uh-huh. Like what?
Hello?
What?
How do you think you'll leave your mark? What are you going to do?
I'll try to vandalize something, maybe.
No, you don't want to do that.
Try to vandalize
something. How about
something
on some wet concrete you just write down, maybe in a small corner, really small lettering, I should have stayed in school.
All right, friend.
Well, continue your good work out at the Under Armour CEO's house.
May I ask you a question on behalf of anyone who's ever had any work done to their house at all? Why do you guys take so freaking long? I'm sure if you applied yourself, you could build that deck in a week. And I speak on behalf of anyone who's ever
applied myself.
Anyone who's ever had a guy over to their house to do something.
Have you really thought about applying yourself to the task at hand?
Why do you guys dick around so much?
What do you mean we dick around?
I know
so
why
much?
You dick around, because you want to charge the homeowner twice the amount.
We're not trying to kill ourselves.
Well, I mean, this is like, let's say it's 10 of 4 Eastern time, right? This is what we call hump time, right?
Yeah.
This is when you're getting it done. You get that last bit of work done for the day, and here you are, you're on the way home?
Yeah.
There's plenty of daylight left.
Work's all done?
But yeah, I'd say it's done.
What time did you get to the job site?
Yeah, they're at 7:30.
So okay, well that's good.
Uh-huh. Can you ever imagine at some point going back and breaking the windows?
And breaking the windows
in this guy's house?
Maybe, depends on how he treats us.
Uh-huh. How he treats you? Well, like, what are you looking for? I mean, there are odds that you might not even see the guy, right?
Probably not.
Like, would you be offended if he offered you a $10 bill?
A what?
A $10 bill.
No.
You would not be offended.
How about a six-pack? What if he gave you a six-pack at the end of the day?
Whatever he wants to give me.
Do you guys observe the common tradition of Beer Friday?
A what?
Beer Friday.
And you got to turn that radio down, brother. You got to turn your radio down
that
when you're talking
knob,
to us.
Knob to the left. Turn the knob to the left.
Oh, it's to the left. I thought it was to the right.
When my father had his house built, he had very little done before the weekend because they observed something called Beer Friday.
Beer Friday.
Bye!
Yeah, okay.
Well, he's gone.
Perhaps
hello
it's
there.
Beer Tuesday.
Don and Mike show.
We learned a
hey,
lot.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, yeah, I own 12 shares of stock in Under Armour, and I figure I can get to the bottom of this for you guys.
Thank you.
Good, thank you. Get right on it.
All right, I'll do that. Hey, I'm driving home right now. Guess what I got on my left hand?
What?
Bacardi Limon.
Oh, stop it.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony yourself. Day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tuesday.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Smoke. Hey. I want to say hello to Smoke and Mr. 40.
Is this the guy? Is this the guy that used to fight with Mr. 40?
Yeah, I used man. Hey, you know.
Is this bitter? Me. Is this bitter?
Oh, bitter.
D-40.
Bitter N-word. Bitter.
D-40.
Is this
from the West Coast?
Hold on, hold on. Is this bitter N-word?
Yes, that's my bitter brother. They call me bitter brother. That's my brother.
Oh, this is not the original
not the
bitter N-word.
Hey, we want to fight with D-40.
No, my friend. I'm sorry.
No fighting.
No. It's a rather festive Tuesday, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You fellas settle down.
I
that
wish
mean?
That.
What does that mean?
I wish Bitter N-Word would call back in.
He used to have quite a rivalry going with Mr. 40.
Yeah. Oh, we got a break here so we can talk to the lady that's married to the fat F from Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's what she calls him on the
show. Yeah, she's at the foul language. She's wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and tell you I was actually on the phone with the HR department from Under Armour listening to you guys.
Oh,
and
oh,
when
boy.
He called and just had her turn on the station. Ah. So if there is a fill, he's probably taken care of.
Hey, very nice. That's very industrious.
By the way, what if there's some Phil that only drinks milk and like
he's
a virgin and collects Aquaman dolls like Steve Carell?
He's like a junior executive and he goes and he's called into the office today. You're in trouble, Pee Wee Herman.
All right, well, I guess thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Isn't it nice that everybody's
thank
looking
you.
Out for us?
And each other.
No one likes a rat, honey. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.